الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed many blessings upon us, and those blessings are both physical and spiritual. You see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us these bodies which have the ability to move, which have the ability to touch and feel and taste. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also granted us a soul which has the ability to grow and attach itself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and matters and aspects of deen. These are all amazing blessings upon us. And if a person were to sit down and begin to compute all of the, try to compute and try to calculate all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, then they would never be able to do so. In fact, all of humanity could gather together and try to count the blessings of one person, and they would never be able to do so. So these blessings are boundless and are extremely deep. One of the mistakes that we make is sometimes we take a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us and we mistakenly see it as a weight on our shoulders, or we take it as a difficulty, or we take it as something that is disliked. But actually that's a mistake, because by doing so we are failing to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think that one of the big examples of that in our sphere, in the sphere of the people who are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and people who are trying to practice their deen, is that sometimes we take the sharia to be a weight on our shoulders, to be some sort of assigned task that is not that we're not eager to perform. And this is a major mistake. This is a major mistake. One of the greatest blessings upon us, and we should be very clear about this, one of the greatest blessings upon us is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us with the sharia so that we don't make mistakes that unfortunately people have to learn through very difficult experiences. Basically, we are given the recipe and the manual on how to live a good and happy life without having to go through making mistakes to eventually learn that lesson. Now, when we're young, we don't appreciate it. When we're young, we don't appreciate it. It's only when you get older and you begin to see when people make mistakes, what the consequences are, that you appreciate what a great blessing the sharia is. For example, just as a simple example, one of the tenets of our deen as a general principle is to avoid debt. And then beyond that, one of the principles is to certainly avoid any interest-bearing debt. Right? So it's sunnah to avoid debt, and it's absolutely prohibited to involve ourselves in interest-bearing debt. Now, what happens is most people don't have that tenet in their life, that they should try to avoid debt, that they should simplify themselves, etc., that they should live within their means. So the vast majority of people will extend far beyond what they're able to do. And when they extend far beyond what they're able to do, then they create a tension and a stress in their life that never needed to be there. They say, hey, I've got this credit card, I can max it out. I can take this loan, I can do this. I can go purchase this. It looks like it's affordable. But what happens is when they stretch themselves so thin, then it becomes a weight on their shoulder. And when it becomes a weight on their shoulder, it becomes a constant source of turmoil and often leads a person down a road that can take decades to resolve. You'll see that people make the mistake of going into heavy debt or going into interest-bearing debt. And then by the time they get through the entire situation, 10 or 15 years pass, and then they realize that, I wish I never did this. You talk to somebody, they're 45, 50, and then they say, you know, I wish I could go back. I would have never made those decisions. Now, the beauty of it is that, well, the reality is that when you're young, you don't know. Or when you're inexperienced, you don't know. A lot of times you face a situation and you're too young and naive to appreciate what the consequences will be. Or the other point could be that you're inexperienced. You might be older, but you're inexperienced in a realm and you don't know what the consequences are going to be. You make a decision. You think you're making the right decision. And you find out, you know, after 10 years of turmoil and 15 years of headache, you find out that I shouldn't have done this. But if you go to the Sharia, you'll usually find in the vast majority of cases that the Sharia already had mandates on that. And that all we had to do was actually ask the Sharia what was desired from the Sharia. And if we would have pursued that and practiced that, we would have never gotten ourselves in the headache to begin with. I know many, many people who made the mistake of taking large debt or taking interest-bearing debt. And they're very unhappy. And some of them have to declare bankruptcy. And some of them have actually lost their money. I know people who leveraged out all their halal investments. You know, they have halal investments. They own this real estate property, that real estate property. They leveraged it all out on debt. They took that money, made an investment somewhere, thinking that investment was a sure deal. And then they lost all their money in their investment. And they don't recover from that. It takes decades to recover from that type of thing. And usually, the person never recovers. They have a hard heart, and it's very, very difficult to recover from that type of thing. Now, how would it have been avoided? Then they look back and they say, you know, I wish I knew. I wish I would have known. Well, that's life. Life teaches you these lessons. However, if you would have gone back and simply asked the Sharia, what's the sunnah in this matter? What are the boundaries in this matter? What is recommended in this matter? Then it would have been resolved to begin with. It would have been resolved to begin with. And this applies to so many different aspects of our lives. When we're trying to make decisions, invariably, the Sharia is beneficial for us. You know, a person might say, why do I have to avoid alcohol? Why do I have to avoid, these certain types of gatherings? And you don't know that when you're young, that if you go into those types of gatherings, you're going to get hooked up with friends and get involved in a lifestyle that is going to take you decades to get out of. Decades to get out of. Now, when a person's 50, 60, then they look back and they say to their children, you can't do this. You can't do this. Well, how do I know? Because I did these things and I suffered the consequences, so you can't do this. But the Sharia already told us from the beginning that these are things that are to be avoided. So if we would have just simply submitted ourselves to the Sharia, then all the experience, all the headache that's gained through experience would have never been a trial to begin with. This is the mistake that we make. We keep wanting to reinvent the wheel when the perfect Sharia has been revealed, and it is revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows us better than we could ever know ourselves. You could take all the experience of all of humanity and try to come up with a set of rules and regulations. It would never be as balanced as the Sharia, because the Sharia is coming from Al-Hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's wise, fair, just, and created us and knows our limitations, knows what's good for us, knows what we should avoid. Now, those are just small examples in this life. And actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are Allah's mercy as well. When you deviate from the Sharia, you get a little sting. You know, it's like you put a rat in a cage in an experiment, and if they go the wrong way, they get electrocuted, so they come back this way. That's the way it's been, that's the way the system is set up. When a person deviates a little bit from the Sharia, they're given some room. But eventually they get a little sting to push them back. So when these difficulties arise, they're actually from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a means of purifying ourselves and reminding ourselves of the path that we should be on. But we could actually, it would be so much easier if we just simply recognize that we should avoid these to begin with. We should be avoiding the transactions that we need to avoid. We should be avoiding the company that we need to avoid. We should be avoiding the actions that we need to avoid. And all of them are very clearly stated, and there's not very many of them. There's not very many regulations within the Sharia that are overburdening, quote-unquote overburdening. I mean, the Sharia lays down just a handful of principles, and if a person were to apply those simple principles, they would avoid the vast majority of what we call difficulty in this life. So this is something that we should be thankful for. Now, sometimes people say, oh, this is one more thing that I have to avoid, or this is just one more rule, or this is one more weight on my shoulder, or the fact that I have to pray is like a deep, you know, it's like a heavy burden. It's a chore. People, that's the proper word. People see the Sharia as a chore. But the Sharia is one of the greatest blessings that's been bestowed upon us. Because it allows us to be able to live despite the myriad of experiences that exist in the world around us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the world very complex. Everybody interacts with everybody, and each person is different, and each person has different motives, and there's different places, and there's different cultures, and there's different times, and there's different languages, and there's all this complexity of the way human beings have been created. But the Sharia is very straightforward. You know, it advises you a few things. Avoid A, B, and C, and pursue A, B, you know, X, Y, and Z. And that's it. It's not extremely complicated. It paints very broad strokes that are applicable to a wide spectrum of time and place. And that's the way that Allah, that's one of the greatest blessings of the Sharia as well. It's very simple to apply. But I can guarantee you that in any circumstance where the Sharia has a clear ruling, and a person deviates from that clear ruling, they come to regret it. They come to regret it. And any person that understands the rulings of the Sharia and applies them despite the fact that they appear to be difficult and appear to be causing a loss to that individual. Outwardly, they appear that way. You know, everybody's investing something. Everybody's buying property because the market's going up, you know, doubling every year. So I should do the same thing. When the market crashes, that person's relaxing. That person's relaxing. They have no headache. They're just able to focus on Allah the same way they've always been able to focus on Allah, because they didn't over-leverage themselves. And if they actually had the means to purchase it, and it goes down in half, they say, who cares? It was extra anyway. They're still happy. They're still smiling. So wherever, and this is just one example, there's so many, but wherever the Sharia has something to say, we should listen. Wherever the Sharia has something to say, we should ask and we should listen. And then we should be thankful. That when I was confused, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a very clear path for me. It doesn't matter what everybody else seems to be doing. It doesn't matter how much everybody else seems to be gaining. It doesn't matter how much everybody else seems to be having fun. It doesn't matter how much when you look at other people you think that the grass is greener on the other side. Sharia is Sharia. There is no doubt in this principle that when a person submits themselves to the Sharia, it is beneficial for them and it allows them to maintain peace and comfort in this life and success in the hereafter. So we should not hide from the Sharia. We should seek the Sharia. And we should be thankful for the Sharia. We should never see it as a burden. We should be thankful that there is something there that is absolute and true, revealed by the all-knowing Lord, that allows us to make decisions at times of confusion. Allows us to make decisions at times of confusion. And the Sharia is absolute, because it's wahi. And everything else is experience. You know, my experience could be that this market's going to go up, or that market's going to go up, or this is the right friend to have, or that's the right friend to have. But the Sharia is very clear. And the Sharia is never wrong. It's never wrong. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allow us to be cognizant of the blessing of having the Sharia, and we ask that He make us among those who ask and listen so that we can avoid the mistakes that are already prevented within the Sharia.